Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. I'm Marani Maratz Yichyo. Schus refers to Meir ben Elizur, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanan, Sheva ben Leah, Basheva ben Sarah Chaya, Benachto ben Lipshad, Dina Racha ben Sester Adasa, Chay Yitzchak ben Esther Rivka, Matan ben Sarah Sfei ben Sarah, Tzipar Chay ben Chafeg ben Asmin das Basi, Arav Baruch Hertz, Ben Sarah Tzipora, and Rachel Fredel, Asvar Perel, Shachar Yisrael, and it's based in the Torah of my Rabbi Agona Gadol Muflag, Harav Manzatzal. We are learning Parshas Kisavo, Baruch Hashem. We already been Zocha this year, besides what we have from previous years. We already been Zocha this year, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata Dishmaya, to have numerous Shi'urim in Parshas Kisavo, but it's just, there's so much to talk about, so we are continuing on. Now we are in Perek Chof Tes, Psukim Dalet and Hey, says the Torah Kedosha, V'olech Eschem Arbaim Shana B'midbar, V'obolu Sim Losecha, Sal Mosecha, Me'alechem, V'nalcho L'obol Sim Yal Reglecha. And I took you 40 years in the Midbar, your clothes have not grown old on you, and your shoes have not grown old on your feet, they haven't gotten worn out. Lechem lo achaltem, v'yayim shevel eshesisem. You didn't eat bread, you didn't drink wine, because you're living by the man teidu, ken yashem, elokeichem, in order to know that I am your God, Ubepashtis Kavanas HaKosuv, like the Ibn Ezra writes, like the Ramban writes, that when it says Lochem Lo Achaltem V'Yayim Shecha Lo Shesisem, is Klapei Yosin, that it says Lochem Lo Achaltem V'Yayim Shecha Lo Shesisem, Lochem Lo Basim Yarek Lecha. And there was, even though you were lacking in the Midbar, nevertheless, God took care of you. Hashem watched over you. Why? L'man teidu keni Hashem eloi keichem. L'chayra, it's hard to understand. Mazen yan l'yayin v'shechar. V'chi v'lo yayin v'shechar ein kiyum la'adam. Why does it say, oh, it was terrible. You didn't have wine and beer. The fact that you survived without wine and beer is going to show you that I'm your God. That's the Groisa Gedula. You didn't have wine and beer, so there must be a God. Mapito. You can survive without wine and beer. So if the Pasuk would say Mayim, and we say, oh, you know you didn't have water. Nevertheless, Hashem still took care of you. But the Pasuk is talking about Yain and Shechar. Without Yain and Shechar, you can't survive. That's the question number one. Usually we have lots of questions. Baruch Hashem is Yatid Shmai. So we'll see him, it's Hashem. If not for the Rishonim, we could say as follows, we could explain that it means something else. It says, Lo nasana lechem Hashem lev l'das, was naim but naim lirus was naim l'shma de'yom hazeh. That's from pasuk Gimel. God didn't give you a heart to know, and eyes to see, and knees to ears to hear, until this day. But it doesn't say what yidiyah, what riyah, what shmiyah the pasuk is talking about. So it must be that you didn't have lev l'das, you didn't have the heart to understand what was already known. And you weren't able to see what was seen, and you weren't able to hear what was heard. And that's the true metzius of the world, that it's all Yad Hashem. And there's no nature. It's all Hashem hiding behind the veil of nature. The famous Ramban, Shmos Yud Gimel Tazayin. It's all Hashem, it's all Nisim. B'tam Ahelim V'Hester Machmas HaGuf HaChomri. We're just living in this Gashmiyistik HaGuf. And that's what puts the put the wool over our eyes. And only by eating the man, our bodies were purified and we were able to see Yad Hashem. We're able to see what was seen and hear what was heard and know what was known. It's all Yad Hashem. And that it says in Psukim 4 and 5, Dalet and Hey, that this came to you by Anhaga 40 years, Shalom B'Tiva Shalom. The Baal Salam Masechem Me'alechem Ragufa B'Sekhaz Erebayim Shana. Your clothing and your shoes didn't wear out. Your clothing and shoes didn't wear out. Your clothing didn't wear out. Mitzat Sheni, we have what it says in Pasuk Hey. Lechem lo achal ter v'yayim sheh sheh yayim sheh lo sheh sisa yayim sheh lo sheh sisa. In other words, you didn't sort of pollute yourselves, contaminate yourselves by having these gashmias tikkinyanim of wine and beer. So you're purified. In other words, how were you able to see and hear and know? And the answer is because God was leading you in the desert for 40 years, and on one hand, you had this miracle of your clothing and shoes not wearing out, and you also had the fact that you weren't polluted by the gashmias of the ayin and the shechar, and that allows you to see Hashem. And see what the Malbim here says, and the Mefarshim here says. Very interesting. Mefarshim, to look in the Mefarshim. Now when it says, Pasuk Gimel, V'lo nasan Hashem Echem lev l'das, v'einayim l'rois, v'eznayim l'shmaya ad hayom hazeh. It says in the Gemara, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Hey, we live in this pasuk that a person is not omer adas rabba until 40 years. So how we have to understand bishleim adas rabba shitzarich lo mavimenu svaros va'amkus. So that's 40 years. But here, that it says lo nasa nani yom azes, talking about what it says in pesukim aleph and beis, vikam moshe kol yisrael. Yerleim atem reisem is kol shere tzor shem lein yechem beret tzam v'fol l'chol d'vach l'ar tzor. Hamas ha'gdol shere yinecha v'osus mosim v'gdol ha'mahim. All the miracles of Egypt. Well, why does that take 40 years? Oh, now you finally chap after 40 years. But these are things that speak for themselves. What do you need the 40 years for? 40 years. Finally chap. You know, you were in Chaim Shmuel Levitz's shir, so 40 years later, you finally begin to understand what the Rebbe wanted. But here you have these very clear nisim. Ma ketapo, ma niseon, ma koshi. So that's another kasha. Based on what we said, it would appear to explain the Gemara that here is not an inyan of the makeup of Adaiti the Rabbi to understand what your Rebbe wanted, what he was thinking. Rather, it's a alfusa, it's a limud from the mashmaus inyan. And normally, when you are makabel from your Rebbe, the tfisa, the understanding, the kabbalat advarim. Is the fiyam akabel by de kelev, shenim shel rabbi. The rabbi targ and metzlo fimashu. You interpret the real words according to your own kelev, your own capacity. Ain't a daite de rabbi. It's not your Rebbe's dance. It's not your Rebbe's dance. Whose pshat is it? It's your pshat. When you're hearing your Rebbe, you're hearing yourself. Everything goes through the prism of your own understanding. It's not Das Rabba. And from here you learn that 40 years change a person. You're different than you were 40 years before. And because of this here, Nishtana v'nizakhu mima shahayu. Ragai shavar alem arbaim shana. You had these 40 years of zikuch, of purification. And for less than 40 years wasn't enough. Less than this, you're the same guy. You want a zikuch gomer, you need 40 years. So from this is the alfusa that hu adin, the same would apply to Das Rabba. That you have to mevatel your own understanding, and then you begin to chap what your Rebbe really meant. So that's the alfusa. It's not pshat that it took them 40 years to chap the nisim in Mitzrayim. What do you need 40 years for that? The pshat is in 40 years you're changed. Forty years of zikuch. 40 years to purify you, to elevate you. And after 40 years of elevation, then you finally chap. And you're a different person. After 40 years, you're a different person. So they didn't need 40 years to understand the same Mitzrayim. But we're learning from there that you need 40 years to chap. You need 40 years to change. So if when it comes to Das Rabbo, you need 40 years to chap, 40 years to understand what he's saying, because then you're going to change enough to understand what your Rebbe is saying and not what you're saying for your Rebbe. Our Mahalik works with the Tosis there in the Gemara, not with Rashi. Ayin Shem Gemara Vev with Zara. The Gemara Masech Sota, it says, what does it mean? It says in the Pasuk, Ram Chalam Pil Atzim Kol Ragek, Ram Chalam Pil, a lot of people died, it's Tam Chacham. Who can't paskin in paskins, Vatzim Kormel, it's like Kamal Chacham that is more Migil Ara and doesn't paskin. Vat Kama, what's considered Royal Ara? Ad Arbein Shlin, 40 years. So what's Royal Ara? Royal Ara, fitting to paskin, is 40 years. Places writes, 40 years from the time he started learning, not from when he was born. Like we've seen everybody's Zaradav, hey, out of Rem Shinla Kaina Shadat de Rabbi. Takes 40 years to chop your Rebbe. Understand what he's talking about. Chor, it's hard to understand this Gemara. Sheomna mitchil l'lmod l'fnei 40 shana. Amiratchat limud zeh adayin in yochol l'orot. מה שיכול להראות למד רק אחר כך כשעדיין לא עברו ההורים שנה מאז שלמדו. כיוון שפחות מההורים שנה עדיין לא קיים עדיין תדרה ואיך יוכל להראות. ונראה מבואר מזה שתוספות סוברים די הרבים שלא יקיים עדיין תדרה ואין הכוונה שצריך שיעברו ההורים שנה מלימוד זה. אז שכוונה היא, זה בא לימוד של 40 שנה כדי שידבין את הדברים ובתוכם את דעת רבו. הוא אומר שפחות מ-40 שנה עדיין אין יודע ללמוד, כדי שיוכל להבין את דעתי דרבי. הוא יודע כדי שיוכל לראות מלימודו, וזה מתאים מאוד למה שביארנו. שלפי מה שביארנו, גם כאן בפרשה נידונו, שצריך התעלות של 40 שנה כדי להגיע למה שיש מטרה להגיע אליו. עדיין הוא הידיעה שהכל מהשם, הוא עדיין לימוד תורה. זה לימוד של 40 שנה כדי להגיע למטרה של ידיעת לימוד תורה. עדיין מה שכתוב לא קיים מן השדה את דרבי 40 שנים. In other words, in Spanish, what I was saying is that the a person has to learn for 40 years for his Amar HaRah, where he can paskin. Why? Because you're only Omed Al Das Rabba after 40 years. But wait a second. He learns the first year, he learns the second year, he learns the third year. So now he's in the third year. And now 37 layers later, he's paskining. But 40 years haven't passed. In the fourth year, is only 36 years have passed. In the fifth year, only 35. So he's not having 40. He's only having 40 years from the first day. We don't have Das Rabba until 40 years. So everything you're learning in the meantime, how can we say he can paskin after 40 years when 40 years haven't passed from the time he started? From the time he learned everything else, but from the first day, you know, after 40 years he learned. He's at the end of the 39th year. He learned something yesterday, finished the 40th year, and now he can already start paskining. What do you mean? He just learned it yesterday. He needs 40 more years. So the answer is like we're saying. It's not pshat that you need 40 years to pass in order that you finally chap what your Rebbe is saying. Pshat is that you need 40 years in order to really start understanding. 40 years is when this change happens that enables you to understand. Once 40 years have passed, now you're in the Madrega that you know how to learn. And therefore, even though you only learned it yesterday, or 3 days ago, or a month ago, or 2 years ago, or 5 years ago, you don't need 40 more years. What we need is 40 complete years for this process of having the Seichel of Psak. And that's again learned from the Midbar. It took 40 years for them to have the seichel to see that everything is Hakol Me'Hashem. So too, 40 years gives you the ability to know how to learn. And that's what it means. You're only understanding your Rebbe after 40 years because you went through this purification process. You were changed after these 40 years. It took 40 years, 40 years of growth, and then you can finally chap what your Rebbe is saying. But not only to chap what your Rebbe is saying, everything he said, even within the 40 years. Because you changed. There's a shinui in the Gavra, and these 40 years were poa. Now you have that seichel to understand learning. So you can understand what your Rebbe said throughout the entire 40 years, not just what he said 40 years ago. It doesn't take you 40. You have to count 40 years from the day he said it. You have to count 40 days from when you started to learn. I mean, from you started to learn, then you get the seichel of learning. It's like doing 40 days to have the seichel to understand it's all from Hashem. And with this, we can understand the parish of Rabbeinu Chananel and Bav Mitzia 33a. You know, that's what you were thinking about. So this is what we're going to say, Abir, and it's cited here in the Torah Tamima. And the Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shita Mekubetzis. The Mala says over there, Rav Chisda raised a dilemma before Rav Huna. Talmud V'tzorach Le'Rabbi Mai. There's a student, and his teacher needs him because he serves as his peer and study partner. What is the halacha with regard to precedence in a case where he finds a lost item belonging to his father and belonging to his teacher? As Rav Chisda was Rav Huna's disciple colleague, he was his Talmud Chaver, Rav Huna assumed that Rav Chisda was referring to himself. And he said to him, Chisda, Chisda, Lo tzarich melach, I don't need you. On the contrary, at tzrichas li, you need me, until you complete 40 years of study by me. 40 years of study, then we'll talk. In the meantime, you need me. Whoa. Mara continues, ikbidi adodi. They grang with each other or they received insult and harsh reaction. And they didn't enter to visit the other. Rav Chisda was contrite. He observed 40 fasts due to the fact that Rav Huna was offended. And they didn't mean to offend him. And Rav Huna observed 40 fasts due to the fact that he erroneously suspected that Rav Chisda was referring to the relationship between them. Okay, that's the Gemara. Rav Rabbeinu Chananel explains, At tzorich lekabel mimeni, ad malois lecha arboim shona. Shebe malois arboim shona, ha-talmid oi meid al das rabu. Kedechsiv v'oi leich eschem arboim shona. You have to mekabel from me until you're 40 years old. At 40 years old, you finally chap your Rebbe. As it says, I led you 40 years in the desert. Ulechorah, הרי אין זה אלא לפי הדברים שלמד מרבו, וכי רק בתחילת הרבים למד, שאחר כך יודע הוא דעת רבו לגמרי, ואין צריך הוא כלל לרבו. הרי הכל פני הממש שלמד במשך השנים, עוד לא עברו 40 שנה. ועל זה הקאטי צריכו לרבו, וכן דחי משום דולוקאים הדעתי דרבי אבלי צריך לרבו, הרי מה שלא הבין כיוון שלא עברו 40 שנה, גם אם ישאל הרבו לא יבין אלא לאחר 40 שנה מהזמן שאל רבו. וזה לא יוסיף לו כלום, כיוון שאת זה ידע מקודם 40 שנה של השאלה השנייה. אחרי שכבר מקודם לכן עברו 40 שנה מפעם הראשונה, מה צריך לרבו הוא? זה, אחרי דמה ששאל בשנייה, לא ייתן לו כלום, וכן, אם 40 שנה מהני, שמעכשיו יודע את דברי רבו, הרי הוא משווה להשתה צריך לרבו. כיוון שמרבו שמבינו עכשיו יודעו. ומה הייתה מלוכה שמעתה מצריך לרבו? So in French, what I was just saying was that we have a number of kashas. How could it be that after 40 years, Rabbi Yochanan says, that he had to be mekabel for me for 40 years? After 40 years, you finally got it. Say there, so how could it be that after 40 years, you're not my Talmud anymore? But what about what I taught you 20 years ago? What I taught you 20 years ago, after 40 years from when I started teaching you, you still need 20 more years. Because I taught you 20 years ago and you need 40 years. So you're going to need another 20 years. And how's the 40 years enough for everything taught from the very from a little bit after the beginning until 40 years? Like we asked before, same kasha as before. Also, why are you called Tzarech LaRabba within the 40 years? You're not Tzarech LaRabba because he taught you something. And now he can tell you the same thing, he can teach you the same thing. So Le'azo, just like you didn't understand the first time, you're not going to understand the second time. So why are you not considered Tzarech LaRabba? You don't need him, because he's not going to help you to ask him, because you're not going to understand the second time like you didn't understand the first time. So why all 40 years are considered Tzarech LaRabba? Not only that, but what does it help that now you understand your Rebbe after 40 years? You still need him. You still need him because whenever there's a question that comes up, you need to use what he taught you. So that's still Tzarech LaRabba. Because now you understand your Rebbe. So now you're using, now you're able to take advantage of your Rebbe after 40 years. You still need him. So how does this 40 years help that now longer you have no longer need your Rebbe? 40 years shouldn't be enough, because whatever you learned 40 years hasn't passed from it probably after 40 years, except what you learned at the very, very beginning. And also you're not considered Tzarech LaRabba within the 40 years, because asking him won't help. Asking him the second time won't help more than the first time, because you're not going to help him anyway. And you still need him even after 40 years, because everything you learn, you have to go up. Now I finally got my Rebbe man, so I still need him. So why are you considered Lo Tzarech LaRabba after 40 years? So, Shana Rabbi Nachmanel is that after 40 years you understand on your own. Ah! After 40 years now you learn how to learn. So now you have your own Havana. So this 40 years gives you a true Havana. That's what means you're Omid al-Das Rabba. No al-Das Rabba, because you have a true Havana. You understand what your Rebbe said, but you understand on your own as well. Because you went through this 40-year process of learning. And now you're a Bar Das yourself. So since you understand on your own, after 40 years, you're not considered a Talmud anymore. You're Talmud Bein Tzarech LaRabba after 40 years. Because now you understand on your own. It doesn't matter when the Rebbe taught you what he taught you. He taught it to you a year ago, 3 years ago, 6 years ago. And now, after 40 years, you went through this process. Now you're on the level of Talmud and Tzarech LaRabba. That's what the 40 years does for you. Just like in the desert. They went through 40 years, and then they got the Seichel to understand that everything comes from Hashem. The Shittim is very nicely with our whole Mahalach. So we still... this is Parshas Kisavah, Rabbi Isai. There's a Olamas to say, Olamas. This was amazing, just amazing. It was mind-blowing, mind-blowing Shira of Baruch Hashem and the Chumash. Gemara also. Baruch also. Baruch Hashem, not for me. I owe my old job in life, as I see it anyway, is to Yimav Yerdas Rabbi Say, to convey the words of my great Rabbeim, both personal Rabbeim, through personal contact, and through their Sfarim. So, Ashreinu Shezachinu, and I hope that it was clear. Mishmizoch Elomo Olam Elishmalas Lekam Skol Vesam Tuvah Sevi Hava. Amen v'amen. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we will revisit this. And see more Mesikus. We already discussed in the past Rav Fittner's Mahalach on this. I assume we gave it over in one of the Shirim. But Rav Fittner has a beautiful explanation. And in Ritz Hashem, we'll hopefully revisit this. Shalom, shalom, see his friends.